Hi, everyone. I am Jenna Shaputis, and I am filling in for Ingrid because this weekend she's meeting up with old friends. And I'm happy to guest host. And I have two guests that I'm happy to talk with. The first hour, we are interviewing Brian, who is a retired RN, and he has a better path. And I believe I have him on the line, and the little that I do know that he can speak to is BISH, breathing, inflammation, sleep, and hydration as one of the paths to retain or regain one's health. And Brian, are you with me here?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I am enjoying autumn. I'm trying to get as much sunshine in as possible.
Yeah, I was just sitting in the sun a few minutes ago, but I was just sitting in the sun a few minutes ago, enjoying it also. The same sun, I'm pretty sure, but I'm in L.A. right now, Los Angeles.
Yeah. So, you've got a little more sun, because I'm further north up in Washington, so
right.
I think that the rains doth cometh soon, and it does seem to get dark and dreary in the coming
sure.
months. Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I want to hear you.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead, please.
Regarding our conversation, just to kind of press play or continue on, not from the leave-off point, so I can kind of fill everyone in. Basically, and this isn't about me advertising my company, The Better Path. It's just, I came to the realization that there's no really comprehensive user manual that you're given when you're born, right? So that's essentially what I have endeavored to create. I'm sure there's some gaps in there in terms of helping people to understand what I understand, but I've been studying for 30 years and this stuff I've been saying 25 years for a while, so maybe it's longer, but I've been studying it for long enough to understand on a relatively comprehensive level what creates or what causes health, both physical and mental. Somehow there's this belief that there is a distinction between physical and mental health in the Western understanding of it, but I don't believe it that true. I think that a lot of the anxiety and depression and, pathogenic DSM, whatever it is, so diagnostic and statistical manual, it's up to like 5 or 6 or 7, whatever it is, almost all that can be alleviated by just exercising every day. Getting into the sun and walking around barefoot and drinking plenty of water, that BISH that you described is just a way to categorize the things that are important as I understand them. And, certainly may not be a comprehensive understanding, but I've been studying for long enough to say with absolute confidence that if you alter your breathing, your inflammation, sleep and hydration, those four things, if you put your focus and intention on that, and obviously going to avoid inflammation to a degree. Exercise will cause inflammation, right? But on a long enough timeline, it decreases inflammation. Just like it raises your heart rate, but on a long enough time rate, it'll decrease your resting heart rate. So if you focus on those four things, altering the breathe, which is what I just did, kind of slow down the way that I'm speaking so that it can be understood. Breathing, inflammation, sleep, and hydration, if you alter those four things, I'm not God, and I'm definitely not a doctor, so I wouldn't tell the audience that I can heal them, which I cannot. And I'm being careful about my verbiage here for obvious reasons. If you alter those four things, you can heal almost any, I would say, any disease with rare exception. To alter those four things, you're not going to overcome mental retardation or certain types of genetic disorders. But in terms of all of the chronic diseases, you can certainly alleviate those things. And I would classify anything that causes issues, including cancer, which is a hot button topic. You know, I can't cure cancer. I don't pretend to be able to. But for sure, there's a long list of people that have healed themselves from cancer. You know, Max Gershon, his work, which was continued on by his daughter, Charlotte Gershon, and they have a place down in Mexico. They've certainly assisted people in curing cancer for themselves. You know, there's this monopoly that the AMA has on, you know, saying that they're the only people that can treat cancer, and that's fine. You know, you can have your poisons in terms of chemo and radiation. My wife's niece was incapacitated by, you know, Children's Hospital. I'm not going to go into my name, my full name or anything like that, for it doesn't matter who I am. I'm just a messenger. You guys don't need to evaluate who I am as a person. But what I would encourage the audience to do is to evaluate what I'm saying. It's all peer-reviewed journals. So I think this out is how it is, you know. If they would have adhered to a different treatment protocol, the girl who's now just had a 16-year-old birthday wouldn't be on a breathing machine. She wouldn't be on a, you know, she wouldn't have a tracheotomy, she wouldn't have a G-tube, and she'd have the use of the left side of her body. When they moved into the, you know, without being too specific about my own personal life, which is irrelevant, when they moved into an area where there was a power line, I said, that's not a good idea. And then 10 years later, she came down with cancer. Same how my father, who is a surgeon, a general surgeon, a vascular surgeon, anesthesiologist, and retired chief of surgery, thought it was a good idea to implant a radioactive seed into his prostate. I disagreed with the advice of the experts, quote-unquote experts, and now he's got a tube sticking out of his bladder and he's incapacitated. Not only because of that, but there are myriad factors that went into his incapacitation, but in terms of, you know, the other person I was referencing earlier, who's a 16-year-old child, that's 100% medical error, you know. And the family, you know, without giving away too much information, personal information, you know, thank the doctors and the nurses. It's insane. I mean, it's like if you were to give me $1 million to build a house, seven-bedroom house with seven bathrooms and a pool. And I went to Home Depot and spent $5,000 on a shack and gave you that shack. You wouldn't say thank you. You'd be like, what the hell is this? This is what I bought and paid for. Somehow the medical community has successfully convinced people that, you know, the poisoning that they are undergoing. And I don't think they're not. I believe that the doctors are well-intentioned for the most part. Doctors and nurses are well-intentioned.
Absolutely, but they're not trained with electromagnetic poisoning, radiation, EMFs. None of that is part of their education, so they aren't willing to acknowledge that is a major problem now more than ever.
Correct. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't understand it all, and I've heard counter-arguments, but I do know that the only solution to that is to move out of the cities, move into the mountains, pretty much disconnect from society, modern society, in terms of, you know, I, you know, will share that you don't have a cell phone, if that's not oversharing. I've already done it, so it's too late. But I was like, can you text me time? And you're like, well, I don't have a cell phone. Like, and as I said it, I remember the old conversation, the first conversation we had, you know, so I really didn't have a cell phone, but now, I'm talking on a cell phone. I'm surrounded by EMF waves, Wi-Fi, and all this stuff that's, you know, comes part and parcel of living in a modern city. And I won't be here long. You know, I'm going to have places in other places, you know. I have places that I can go in other countries, this one, that are not, you know, bombarding me with all the different issues that you're aware of, but.
Sure, sure. Since the last time we talked, I picked up a book. Ingrid had on a guest, Shannon Rowan, the author of a book called Wi-Fi Refugee, The Plight of the Modern Day Canary. And she became hypersensitive, where she was desperately trying to find a place to just sleep at night in a tent, and connecting with people all around the world. And it's like a 2-3% of the world population has become EHS, electromagnetic hypersensitivity. And it's, and her stances were all affected by it, but there's a breaking point because it's cumulative.
Correct. In some way, shape, or form, we're all affected by it some more than others. But it would be prudent. It is prudent to, if you're, you know, everyone's under these persistent myths, right? If you ever read the book called Tape, you know, the persistent myths. Can't quit my job. You know, I shared with you that they told me that, you know, as a nurse, I had to help perform this procedure called the intrathecal infusion of chemotherapy, which is iodine poison, into specifically children's spine. So after a while, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be a part of this. Not because the children are crying, because they stopped crying. Right, that's the hard part. Like when they just give up on life, and like, I guess this is my life right now. It sucks, and that's all there is to it. So I went and said, "Check it out, I'm not doing this anymore." And then the nurse manager, whatever it was, they're called the like department administrator or whatever it is, they were like, "You have to." I said, "No, I don't have to. In fact, I quit. You know, here's my 2 weeks' notice. All I have to do is be an advocate for the patient, right?" So I went from doing that into orthopedic nursing. I worked in fancy places that work, you know, they're operating on fancy people, which is somehow become a currency in the United States. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I worked in some other areas unrelated to health, like fashion. And, you know, these are all just people, you know, I met famous people. And, you know, some of them are nice and some of them aren't. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's not a country anymore, right? It's, United States is a corporation, and it's set up so that the few can benefit and the many suffer. It's just set up of the place, you know. Some people disagree, you know, anyone can do anything. That's true, except most people don't have the ability to save $500, right? So how are you going to become rich within a system where you don't have the discipline to do something as simple as organize your day, right? So the reality, sure. I wouldn't say it's unfortunate, it's just reality. If you take all the money away from all the people today, in a decade, the rich will be rich again and the poor will be poor. That's just what it is. You know, they've effectively disappeared the shackles of slavery in the form of indentured servitude, in the form of debt, you know. I owe, so off to work I go, right? So, anyway, I don't want to go off on too many tangents, but that's what my current level of understanding, which is often incorrect. So I encourage everyone to just verify everything I'm saying, because, you know, it could be delusional. I've been accused of that before.
Yeah, and a lot of the listeners here at RBN are aware and seeking and sorting, discerning what is real, what's not. But in my opinion, I feel like the international stakeholder capitalism is what is destroying countries by, you know, it's like these agreements have kind of obliterated nation states and the international trade. Right. So it goes from there, but most specifically, I've come to understand the notion of this one world communitarian governance, where that's kind of sweeping the world because the rights of the individual are superseded by the rights of the stakeholder community, you know, and we keep hearing community this, community that, the collectivization of these ideas that are kind of, I don't know, neural programming people into thinking they're a community, we're all in this together, but really in the interest of whom? and especially in the past couple of years with the mandates, with the masks, the lockdowns.
You have to repeat a lie often enough for it to become the truth. I mean, look around, at least in L.A., there's people wearing masks outside and in a car alone. Right? That's programming. That's intentional.
Yeah. I know. It's difficult, and it's lasting here. We're up here in Washington. I go into a bookstore to pick up my books, and one is Welcome to the Masquerade, A Prelude to the Great Reset, the same author. And as I enter to get this book, and I know that the owner, wearing a mask, ordered the book about the masquerade, and hopefully he paged through it. But he was insisting that people walking into an empty bookstore still put on a disposable mask. And it's like, oh dear. But I understand, and especially in this country. And as I was paging through all of the, they had chapters on all of the predictive programming through movies and media over like the past 50 years. It's all in there. You know, they just list movie after movie after movie of these ideas, and you know, the thrill and excitement and fear, it does embed in the brain. They figured out how it works.
Yeah, I thought all black people were stupid, to be honest with you. I mean, on some level, until I met one of my mentors who's, you know, not that. His IQ is 155 or whatever it is. He's a genius, right? He's black as night, you know. I didn't think all black people were stupid. That's an exaggeration. But, you know, you're programmed to believe that, you know, if you grew up, I was born in the 70s, right? So if you watch Hollywood movies from the 60s and the 70s, you would assume that all black people are criminals. You know, if you don't realize that that's an intentional programming of how to perceive entire race of people, there's only three races of people if you break it down: Negroid, Mongoloid, and Caucasoid, right? Black, white, and Asian, you know? Now, this guy is my mentor. He's one of my three friends, you know, close friends that I have. But when I told him that, I was like, you know, that's what they had you believing, you know, including my father, who's a smart guy. He, you know, believed certain things that were inaccurate. I mean, it's all these persistent myths about society that we're different and, you know, white people are smarter than black people and Asian people are smarter than, you know, whatever. It's all these persistent myths that exist in society. And the degree to which you can disappear those myths inside your mind is the degree to which you can achieve, you know, a relatively joyful state.
Yeah, and it's mostly through an unconventional choice of living. You know, you've got to, you know, it's like passing through the eye of the needle on lots of choices every day. And it's like, as long as you're not going along with what the majority is doing, it is a up, you know, upstream swim, but it's definitely more satisfying.
It can be, and it certainly is in the beginning. But the easy road becomes hard, and the hard road becomes easy. That's what I know. You know, it's hard to start a business, but then after you run it for a couple, 2-3 years, it pretty much generates, if you're doing it right, it can generate money. You know, if you know, in my opinion, you know that you own a business, legit business, is you can take a vacation for 3 months to generate income. If not, you just own a job. You might make a lot of money, but you still just own your own job. You know, and there opens up a whole other can of worms, like, what is a business? What is an LLC? That's a legal fiction. So it's paperwork that you fill out with whatever state you incorporate in. You know, Wyoming now is the most popular amongst the people that understand it. And the reason why is because, I'm not going to go into legal structures, but the point is that corporations have the rights, not the responsibilities, of a human, right? Which is how Pfizer can still be in business after, you know, Vioxx. You know, Vioxx has been killed by a lot of people. I don't know the numbers, but off the top of my head, I'm not going to quote them. They killed a lot of people, and they got a fine. And the fine was a lot less than the profit that they made. So from a business person's standpoint, listen, I'm going to tell you to do a thing, and it's going to cost you a $5 fine, and then it's going to result in a $10 profit. So you make $5 still. You do that all day, every day, if you have ethics and morals, right? So now I'm not telling anyone that anything. I'm not telling anyone anything that 5-year-old couldn't understand, right? If you told a 5-year-old radiation causes cancer, is it a good idea to implant it into your body part? They say, no, it's a terrible idea. But yet they still convince people to do it, right?
Well, yeah, and in a lot of ways, the school systems, when they started implementing industrial scale Wi-Fi in over here, 2012, it's like no one knew any better. No parents were asked. You know, it was like, and then the curriculum incorporated using a device at some point. So it's just like that slow introductory of this is how you function as a learning in public schools and probably all schools at this point. And this has been incremental.
Correct. And if you've ever, like I have had the pleasure of, you know, meeting some people that were, you know, young, 17, 18, 15, 16, basically what they've done is externalized your brain. So the average 17-year-old feels naked without a cell phone, right? They would never leave the house without their cell phone. Reason being is because it's their access to the world. It's what tells you how to go from A to B. It's what has everyone's phone number in it. It's what is your access to your community that you think is a real thing, you know? People will be like, oh, I got 10,000 Instagram followers. I got 5,000 friends on whatever anti-social media thing that you're a part of, right? Because certainly not social media. It doesn't encourage socialization. It encourages, you know, interacting with a fake. It's not, I mean, tough one's real, but you're not as engaging as a human, at least, I mean, depending on the human, I suppose. But, you know, I'm a hell of a lot more interesting than a TV show. You would have followed me around all day, every day. I wouldn't allow that because I don't like people to video and photograph me. I'm private for a reason, because I'm paranoid, but because I know information that if only for profit motive, people don't want to, you know, don't want to know that I can tell you how to decrease all-cause mortality by 70%, decrease heart cardiovascular death by 40% by sitting in a sauna for 30 minutes. They don't want you to know that if you look on a bear for an hour, it's more, it's most potent anti-inflammatory on the planet is the planet itself.
Did we lose you? Are you there? I was just going to, maybe we can get him back on the phone. He could have ran out of juice. But my next guest, Galilee, as she comes on, you know, she, part of her education model is pointing out all the levels of learning that come in life that people try to satisfy in the digital realm. And I remember just off the top of my head, novelty, friendship, belonging, love, beauty, curiosity, all of those things are natural to the human psyche. But when you're trying to meet all of those needs in the digital realm, it becomes lifeless and not as satisfying. And there's kind of a downward spiral in, you know, trying to get that dopamine hit of meeting one of those needs and a tier. And I asked Galilee to go hit the ground running and go straight into it when she gets on, because I think that taking that perspective of early education and early development and how the future generations have been ushered in to this world at this point with this all the the Wi-Fi and the devices, you know, babies in the supermarket. It's just mind spinning to imagine what it would be like to grow up in, you know, 2022. I see that there in the chat room there is just a fluster of back and forth, and not necessarily on point or commenting on the discussion. So I'm not too sure if Sam could get him back on the line so he can continue his understanding of what's going on and how he... I'm living in LA, which is a stretch, and talking on a cell phone can advocate for maintaining one's health. But, oh, thank you so much.
I certainly didn't hang up the phone, but it dropped off for some mysterious reason. I'm sure it was a coincidence, but it's never happened. Well, it's happened before, but.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're
sure
back.
Sure, it was a coincidence, yeah.
Great. I was
me
just
a little bit more concerned than I was prior to the conversation, but it's what, you know, I'm just saying what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And probably I, you know, drank a quart of vodka and I'm totally clinically insane or whatever this thing. So I'm not your audience. I'm talking about the other people. You know, I know that I'm allegedly not a whatever. Not for it. I don't want to put on my last name for a reason. Brian, and it's true that I was in there for a while, so.
Yeah, valid information is welcome. Please go on. The next guest on this program tonight is an alternative teacher who kind of teaches about the tiers within the human realm that we satisfy ourselves with. And it's just a list of things. Beauty, love, friendship, curiosity.
Yeah,
all of those
all
things.
Stuff. Yeah, I promote
all the good
love.
Stuff.
You know?
And they can't be all met in a digital realm. They can't.
Correct.
So, you know, this is definitely her role with youth and talking to people, but it's also talking to families and the limitations around where you are supplying what you need for a healthy, happy life.
Yeah, I know a lot of things.
Oh, you know what, Brian? We've got a station break right now.
Yeah.
So we'll pick it up on the other side and start where you are. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Shaputis, and I'm filling in for Ingrid tonight, and my guest is Brian. He is an RN, and he no longer is an RN, but he has studied health and nutrition for 35 years, and you were just saying before the station break. Yeah, please, pick up where you were.
I don't recall what I was saying, but you were mentioning your next guest talking about love, which is, you know, awesome. Appreciate that. I'm a fan of love, whatever that means. I can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's up to you.
Well, I guess, like, really, like, you have, like, a personal take, and you said you've had a mentor in your studies, and your pursuit is what you're trying to share, and that's a better path or a healthier way of maintaining health. And I agree fully that everyone kind of finds what works for them and then wants to share.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, what are the things that stand out in your mind that work for you that you want to talk about? Like, herbs,
clear
nutrition.
The mentor was just, I mean, he understands certain things that I don't understand, but it wasn't on health. All the information I've gathered on health is all just conferences with, you know, I've had lunch with the guy that wrote Forks Over Knives. I met him also. Anyway, it's basically plant-based understanding of how to heal disease, which definitely works. In my understanding, either you want high carb, low fat, low protein, or high fat, high protein, low carb. Those both work. Incorporating fasting and herbs work too. I'm not an herbalist, but there's, you know, like Cascada Sagrada is a herb that helps with various things.
if your audience, if they care to, can look it up. You know, there's a lot of herbs that help with a lot of different things. Turmeric is an herb or a root, whatever you want to say. That's super beneficial. I know that. Or has been for me in terms of empirical research, which is a fancy way of saying, like, personal experience, right? So,
it's, yeah.
All those things are beneficial. Yeah, like I said, I'm not an herbalist, but I know that, for example, beet green, Swiss chard, kale, and arugula are super helpful for alleviating cardiovascular disease because they're high in nitrates, as is sauna use. Super beneficial for inhibiting death in terms of cardiovascular disease. It decreases all-cause mortality by 70%, decreases cardiovascular death by 40%, all from seed chalk protein. And every culture has a you know, way to heat up the body. So whether it be the native way, which is a
sweat lodge.
Yeah, sweat lodge or saunas or whatever it is. However you heat up your body in an artificial way, quote unquote artificial, but sweat lodge is pretty natural. And, you know, there's everything's natural because humans created it, right? And humans are natural.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, if you go to certain places of the world, you know, there's naturally will kill you, you know, like the box jellyfish, which I think is one of the most poisonous animals. That's natural, but unless you have a death wish, you wouldn't want to expose yourself to the toxins that are created naturally by that organism, right? So, I mean, it's natural, unnatural. Somebody's recounting to me the story of Rasputin. He knew people were going to try and kill him, so he started slowly, daily increasing his resistance to arsenic. Right? He knew people were going to try and poison him, so I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll become immune to arsenic poisoning. So, which is, by the way, how they killed Max Gershon, the father of Charlotte Gershon. He died of arsenic poisoning. I'm sure it was a coincidence, but he testified before Congress in the 50s that he had found a cure for cancer, right? So I'm sure it was a coincidence that he died of arsenic poisoning a few weeks later, but who knows? They also suppressed the congressional testimony, meaning it's no longer part of the public record. But his daughter is very much alive, and his grandson is very much alive, and they run a clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. Offices are in San Diego, but the clinic is in Tijuana, Mexico for obvious reasons. I would encourage people to, you know, I'm not an investor in the company. I never even met Charlotte or any of her family members to my knowledge. But, you know, the thing, it's a place, the real thing, you know, the True North Fasting Clinic, I've seen the founder of that speak. His name is Alan Goldhammer. They cure cancer. I'm sure they wouldn't say they cure cancer. They help people who fast on water only, and somehow, some way, they don't die of cancer often. You know, I'm not going to stand on a hilltop or anywhere for that matter. There is no, people might say, oh, what's your website? I don't have a website. And if you want to hear me speak, you can't search my name on YouTube and find me. You know, if I told you my last name, you'd just show up. A LinkedIn account will show up as a, you know, passing nurse, but I'm not that anymore. I just talk to real humans and tell them what I understand. I'm not a healer or a god or a doctor or anything like that. I'm just some dude that understands things. So, at least I believe that I understand them. Could be inaccurate in my belief, but I believe that I understand more than some and less than others.
Right. And you, I mean, you were naturally drawn to medicine. That's what you went,
yeah.
You know.
My father is a surgeon, was a surgeon. He's not an operating surgeon anymore, but he was a surgeon, anesthesiologist, vascular surgeon, chief of surgery. He is of a certain, you know, he's Filipino, so it's a secret, but he's Filipino. His name is irrelevant, but he was those things. He was a chief of surgery, an anesthesiologist. So, I kind of, I'm very much my father's son. In that way, he helped a lot of people with his understanding. And then, as it's supposed to be, he became a plant-based person for a long time. As it's supposed to be, kind of furthering, not like, oh my God, this guy's so smart because he knows all these things. It's all, some of it's empirical research, but not all of it is. Most of what I say on stage, I'm not going to tell everyone about all the experiences that I have because it's irrelevant, unless you're until you experience it yourself. It's all theory, Action expresses priorities. So if you want to express health, do things that support health. I have something called atrial fibrillation. Any doctor will tell you, we need to be in Coumadin. Well, I'm not in Coumadin. Go to the sauna every day. At least I did until recently, where I've been unable to do it for various reasons. But, I would encourage people to go to the sauna every day. That's the most expensive treatment that I would advise. I'm a health coach. I'm not a doctor or nurse anymore. I just say, well, if you had symptom A, B, and C, here's what I would do. Do that. I encourage you to research. If I'm talking to an individual or talking to a group, I've done both. I would encourage everyone to trust but verify. I sound like an insane person? I don't know. I would say, hopefully not.
No, you sound great.
There's probably a reason why they asked me back for a second interview. One of them, I could say, they were having some technical difficulties on the first one, but we seem to not be having those same difficulties now, so that's good. It's just common sense has become uncommon, unfortunately. And the universal truths are not measured in mass appeal.
Yeah, definitely. I agree to that. Yeah, I'm not too sure how Ingrid found you. She is an herbalist, and she's been in the field for a long time. Humbleweed.net is her website. But one of the medicinal herbs that she markets onto her website is the Essiac tonic. And Brian, my partner, at one time in his life, like 20 years ago, had bladder cancer. And he did undergo some treatment, but he took Essiac tonic for about 5 years. And every time he kept coming back, they're like, whatever you're doing, it's working. And the four key ingredients, are just herbs. And two of which I'm growing in my garden. It's just like,
right.
It's really not that far of a stretch to understand what the body doesn't need and what helps the body. And I have a few herb books, and I throw ideas around, and I really like listening to Ingrid because she has so much life experience, like what's good for this, what's good for that. And I'm not too sure how did you meet her? How did she find you?
Well, that doesn't matter, but it was through a former, I used to run or helped run a business that I no longer am affiliated with. For personal reasons, but we're a water company. We're a structured water company called Eon Water. And it's a great product. People should buy it if they're able to. Eon H Water, it's called. It's out of California. And if you can find the product, it's good, you can buy it on, I think, like, the co-op on 15th Broadway in Santa Monica, and he does direct to consumer delivery. But, you know, you can buy your own vortexes and create the water yourself. You know, this isn't a water. I'm not trying to monetize the conversation. If people have questions, they can certainly email me at Thealgo, T-H-E-A-L-G-O, at proton.me or protonmail.com, either way. T-H-E-A-L-G-O at P-R-O-T-O-N dot M-E or dot, you know, protonmail.com, either way. I'm sure you have some kind of show notes thing that, or email that you can send out to people, but they can feel free to email me there. Call me, 323-418-2734. That's a voice over IP number. But again, I'm not trying to sell my services to anyone. I'm just trying to provide information, not data. You know, I'm pretty good at distilling the signal from the noise, as it were.
Yeah. In your life, have you had a run-in with vaccine injured people?
Yeah. Yep. Many. I mean, the body heals itself if you provide the raw materials, and mostly just get out of its way, you know, in the form of water fasting. This, you know, COVID thing, I'm not going to go deeply into this, but, you know, unless you want me to, it's, you know, if you research Anthony Fauci's history, it's a unfortunate one if you purport to be a person that has taken the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Right? I mean, look at what he did to the AIDS patient in New York City. You know, I'm not going to go into that. But there's a whole,
book on it. I know. Awful. Yep.
Yeah. So, Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I could call out the call-in number if anyone has a question.
Yeah.
Feel free to call in. We're 512-248-8252, and Brian will answer any of your questions
if
you have one. Yeah, but yeah, go ahead now.
No, that's all I was going to say. In fact, before I went on that diatribe, I was going to suggest that maybe the most beneficial thing is to, call and answer questions. I don't need to necessarily hear all the personal details, but if someone says, I have this disease, I mean, you can share the personal details, but in an effort to maximize the benefit to the audience, you know, do you have a specific problem with type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular disease or any of the other issues that you believe are only that require, you know, medical intervention? I would just tell you, if I was diagnosed like I have been with atrial fibrillation, I wouldn't take Coumadin. I would do what I do, which is go to the sauna every day.
Increased circulation. Yeah.
I had an AFib attack about a month ago. My heart rate was steady at 150 per minute for the 24-hour period. And what I did was call my wife. She picked me up. I went home, went back to the sauna again the next day, and it alleviated. I didn't have a heart attack, which is the concern. But also, prior to that, I was brought on by stress and surrounding myself with Muppets, as I like to call them, some chick who thought she was very much whatever. I mean, she said she started, it doesn't matter who it was. It was some woman that has a magazine, and she was very much involved with herself. Like that song, My Mama Don't Love You, but whatever it is, some Justin Bieber song. Basically, it's like, go and love yourself, because I'm not going to be part of your love fest with yourself, which is what a lot of people are in, this egoic, you know, excuse my language, but my favorite T-shirt I've ever seen says, go fuck yourself. I don't have any photos of myself. I know exactly what it looks like. You know, I don't need to be reminded of that fact. I look however I look. I mean, I had nothing to do with it. I take credit for the fact that I'm not morbidly obese because I try to eat healthy, but, you know, this whole culture that's built around fame and fortune is an unfortunate one, in my opinion.
Yeah, right, right. How long have you been living in L.A.? Because I imagine that is the culture there.
I don't live in L.A. on paper.
Oh, good.
I am often here, but I don't live here. I live in, not here, for a reason.
Okay.
But I'm from the East Coast originally, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to be obsequious in my answer. I'm just, you know, I don't live anywhere specific. I'm homeless, actually, technically, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, I have a lot of places that I stay.
Okay.
But we're all home now, you know what I mean? That's another persistent myth. Oh, I'm homeless, you know. Did you decide that you're homeless, or did someone else put that label onto you? You know, are you crazy? You know, do you have some kind of psychopathology? How do you know that? Are you depressed? How do you know you're depressed? Can you describe? Because as I see, I mean, this is me, like, recounting a conversation. How do you know you're depressed? If you swim in the ocean for 45 minutes and you come out and lay in the sun for an hour, and I say, are you depressed? They might say, no.
That's true.
Are you depressed because you don't like your job? Being well-adjusted to an insane society is not a mark of sanity. John Robbins said that. John Robbins is the son of the guy that started the Baskin Robbins, right? So I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. I attended conferences with him. I met his son called Ocean, and, you know, they don't work a 9-to-5 job, nor do I. So if you're depressed because you have a 9-to-5 job and you're commuting 2 hours a day and pretty much every aspect of your life you don't enjoy, you should be depressed. That's a note from the universe saying, do something different with your life. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Making however you want to describe it. It's like, you're depressed because you don't like almost every aspect of your life. How you're spending most of your wakeful hours and who you're choosing to spend time with. That's probably why you're depressed. It's like that, you know, if you give rats cocaine, they'll do it until they die. Well, if you put them in a cage with no stimulation, but if you create a rat nirvana, they'll do it once and say, no thanks. You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. So, if anyone wants to call in to ask Brian a question, the number is 512-248-8252. And yep. There's about 5 more minutes left. So I'd like to, bring up another topic. What else can we bring into this conversation?
Well, since it's germane to society right now, the most potent thing to down-regulate your immune response is fear. Right? I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. So if you eliminate fear, which I have done, and caused me more than a couple of problems in my life, if you want to call them problems, you label it. I mean, it's just things that happen. Some people label them problems, but I'm pretty much fearless, which I'm a fan of hip-hop music, right? So
there's a song from Lil Nas X. Some other dude, I don't know what his name is on the track, and he says, "I'm one of those types that cannot be controlled." That's what I am. I mean, I'm controlled by, you know, I'm just a conduit for the information. I'm not some super genius, good or bad. I just am. I am me. I am him. I'm you. You know what I mean? We're all just here to awaken from the dream of our separateness. If that's too philosophical, you know, whatever, it is what it is. You know, there's no problem. There's just opportunities. Oh, cool. You got diagnosed with cancer. Okay, that's awesome. Probably you want to do something different with your life.
Right. What difference is, what else can it be? It is an opportunity for change. And it'll work out if you want it to. Absolutely.
Or it won't. And then maybe that's the best thing, you know? You die and then you become whatever you become. I don't know. I'm not dead, clearly. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, there is a question in our chat room. Has Brian heard about the Itera Care? And that's a terahertz wand?
No.
For healing?
I have not. But that doesn't mean it's not a thing. I just don't know what that is. Or I have not heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. Ingrid had a guest on that was describing this terahertz wand. And it is a tool that stimulates stem cells latent in our skeletal system. And it's a modality to, like, you can wand water and it can structure water. It creates more of a bond in the terahertz range with the water. And it's a product that's kind of going around, and I might be something you'd like to look at. I do.
I mean, you can increase stem cell production by orders of magnitude by, I apologize, do what I'm doing now, which is chewing. You chew all day, every day, it upregulates your stem cell production by like 10x. So if you get gum with xylitol in it, not aspartame, and just chew gum all day, every day,
it'll upregulate. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, there's the music. Thank you so much. So, you are the Better Path at protonmail.net.com.
.com.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Take care now.
Have you been looking for a trusted, bye-bye, long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.